The journey of the disciples throughout these days is really our journey. And while the disciples show great acts of fidelity to Jesus, they also show great signs of betrayal and ignorance. How could the kingdom and investment in which they put in a single individual produce no fruit? Conclude with not only the sadness of a failed Messiah, but a shame in the foolishness that comes from following him. It is in this moment, a moment of profound darkness, that the disciples approach the tomb. The darkness of failure, of fear, of betrayal. And this is when they see something. But here is the great irony. The disciples had seen the mighty works of Jesus. They had seen him cure the blind, heal the sick, change water into wine, and even raise the dead. As the gospel recounts this joyful morning, the disciples come to the tomb, and this time they see nothing. The tomb is empty. There is nothing there. It could be that, as the gospel will continue, someone has taken the body of Jesus. It's a logical explanation to an empty tomb and the circumstances surrounding the death of Jesus. Yet the gospel recounts, they saw and believed. What did they believe? What do we believe? If seeing is believing, then what does seeing the empty tomb make us believe in? It's actually nothing yet. This gospel continues that they did not yet understand, and they returned to join the other disciples. But we even find in these simple moments, in the disciples returning to the other disciples, a great act of faith. They could have dispersed. They could have moved on to something else, something more entertaining or more edifying. Perhaps Peter could have gone back and bought his boat and continued his job as a fisherman. But the disciples didn't do that. Even though the disciples didn't understand, they returned to the community. And from this community, the Lord appears to them. He reveals that as he has foretold, so it is. The world is changed. The body was not moved or taken away. The kingdom did not end, and the mission did not end in a failure. Rather, it's just the beginning. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you until the end of the age. We gather as a people of faith this Easter Sunday, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. This day, a model for all Sundays, commemorates the glorious victory over sin, death, and ignorance. And like the disciples, we return to this community, this church, because it is a place of encounter, where the Lord reveals to us in the scriptures and in the breaking of the bread here in the Eucharist, that he is with us. He's with us always. But then what? What do we do when the darkness of Good Friday in the world still exists? The world still waits for the Savior. And we do so in moments of desperation, sorrow, and fear. The world waits for the Savior as the disciples waited for the Savior, according to their own plan and design, looking at the darkness and believing that all is lost and we have failed. You see, the joy of this Easter Sunday proves that the Savior is among us and he comes not in the normal way and according to our own design. Rather, he comes among us to prove that even darkness and death have no power over him. The disciples enter the tomb seeing and believing. But perhaps the thing that the disciples do is believe. Believe so that they can see the Lord. The Easter celebration today, much like the Easter celebration celebrated each Sunday, believers unite here in this place as disciples. to believe. So that when we go into the world and we see the darkness of Good Friday, we can see the Lord already at work, making the resurrection come about, bringing about the victory over sin and death and ignorance. We gather this joyful Easter Sunday as believers. Believers that the Lord has risen from the dead, that things have changed. We gather here to be nourished in word and in sacrament, so that in seeing the Lord working in our lives, we too may never falter and never fail. That we as Christian disciples continue to go out in the darkness of the world as Christian disciples, baptizing and proclaiming to them all that the Lord has commanded us. This Easter season, we celebrate the day in which the Lord, the stone rejected by the builder, has indeed become the cornerstone. And it is a joy and gladness in our sight. Happy Easter.